With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, I think this could be a pretty contentious crosstalk behind enemy lines. To kick off week one, we're going to talk to the fan in Charlotte. Mac, I'm trying to figure out the name of this show. I've been sent Mac Attack, T-Bones, and Preppy, who's a Bills fan.
Yeah.
So we got Preppy, Mac, and T-Bone. So they're coming up at 8 o'clock, and apparently they've been talking a lot of smack throughout the week. And this morning, and Roy has been in there studying some of the audio. I guess the first clip. Now, Roy, as a kid, grew up in North Carolina, and he said the overwhelming majority of his friends, they were Cowboy fans. They were not Panther fans. They were Cowboy fans. So we'll keep that in mind as we have crosstalk. But Roy says this is the hosts saying that Carolina is better than us in every single way on Sunday.
As Bone pointed out, aren't we better every unit of this football team?
All right,
team
hang on. Stop.
He doesn't even say T-Bone.
All right, so
he just calls him Bone?
It's not T-Bone or Bones.
No, it's just Bone.
Bone.
It's easier for a bone to come out of his mouth, so it's just Bone.
Bone. All
bone.
Right, Bone.
Bone said this.
As Bone pointed out, aren't we better every unit of this football team, including coaching staff? Aren't we better every area of the team than the Dallas Cowboys? Their defense is good. Their special teams is good.
What?
But to me, the difference is our offense with all these weapons for Cam and Dak having Zeke, and that's it.
Wait a second. So is they just saying the offense as a whole for Carolina is better than the defense? Or every unit, because I'm not sure he knows what a unit is.
Yeah.
Because the running back unit of the Dallas Cowboys is easily better than the running back unit of Carolina. The offensive line unit of the Dallas Cowboys is easily better than the offensive line unit of Carolina. Are they aware of what units are?
Who is their running back? Jonathan Stewart still? D'Angelo Williams?
Yeah, D'Angelo Williams,
John
Stewart, Christian McCaffrey, technically.
Yeah.
But either way,
yeah,
it could be all three of those guys and Zeke still better.
Yeah, so that's part one. Roy is running back and forth here as we'll have the full crosstalk coming up at 8 o'clock.
Chris and Bone.
I'm actually peeking in because I've already connected with them, so I'm listening to them down the line.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Would you consider Carolina East Coast Radio? Because I know it's on the East Coast.
No,
it's. I would say it's just about like Atlanta.
No, it's East Coast. They just took calls from one guy named Q-Ball.
Oh, he was great. He's a Cowboys fan. He just told him what was up.
Yeah.
We might have to play that before we get on with them because he just told him what was up.
Bucky, Q-Ball?
Yeah.
Q-Ball, baby.
What did he say? Oh, just going off about, man, why are you guys going off of my boys? You don't know what you're doing.
You guys drinking that Kool-Aid.
You drinking
know Randy
that Kool-Aid.
Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence going to run all over your ragtag
I'm
offensive line.
I'm going to swing around like a helicopter.
Man, that is.
Dude, I'm telling you, look, we're saying they take a lot of callers, but I've heard they got a lot of callers that, like, have a lot of energy. They're pretty entertaining, man.
Fake callers.
They're pretty entertaining.
That's some deep sound. That's like some Phyllis from Mulga.
Plus, those accents, man. You can't get better than the Southern accent on the radio.
Where are they in the NFL bed study?
You know, this is interesting because Hims, which caters to men's wellness, put out the greatest trash-talking study of all time. Which team's football fan base, Troy Hughes?
Why are you asking me?
Lasts the longest, if you know what I mean.
You mean like in a game, like when you get really tired?
In a game with one other person.
Oh. How do you determine this?
They compare the average length of...
What?
Time?
By fan base, learn who likes to go long, if you will.
Okay.
In the master bedroom. Could be the guest suite, if you want to talk about it like that.
Okay.
I don't really know how they were able to get this sensitive information, but evidently... they did.
Okay.
And it had to do with this long study. Now, the national average, Troy, is 7 minutes and 13 seconds.
Once again, why are you directing this to me?
There is not one NFL city that comes within 3 minutes of that.
What?
Nice pun.
By the way, for you folks in Ohio who like to skirt near the 2-minute warning...
That's good innuendo, RJ.
Thank you. Science says anything less than 2 minutes is considered premature.
Okay.
Okay.
So are the Browns the shortest?
Well, maybe. We don't know. I haven't done that study yet on who's the shortest or okay. Who likes to, you know. But the Bengals and the Browns are the two quickest,
Ohio.
If you will. Yes, Ohio.
Well, think of the people and the way that that they look there.
Yes.
And I could probably... Well...
But I would think like L.A., Dallas, Phoenix, Miami would be the quickest because they look better.
You're right.
You would think, right?
Yeah, good point.
But no. Ohio, they love to run the no-huddle offense. 2 minutes and 17 seconds for Cincinnati. 2 minutes and 18 seconds for Cleveland.
2 minutes? 217?
27. Is it me, or does that sound extremely low?
Yeah, it does. Where?
Way low.
Where are we?
Can't even get out of the pocket in that.
We are in the top 10.
Yeah, we are.
For the longest.
Okay.
Hello, yeah.
Just, okay, so.
Where's Carolina, by the way? We're going to hit them with it.
They're third. They're 3 minutes and 27 seconds. We're 3 minutes and 10. We are sandwiched between Denver and Baltimore.
Ugh.
So Baltimore. It goes.
Marijuana and heroin.
Dallas, Fort Worth.
Actually, crack.
Baltimore. Seattle. Arizona. Pittsburgh. Green Bay.
Mm.
Carolina. And then a pretty big jump. 5 second jump. The girls in Kansas City get 5 more seconds than Carolina.
All right.
That's an extra thrust.
So Carolina's at the top? Yep. I mean, Kansas City?
No. Kansas City's number 2 at 3 minutes and 32 seconds. The number 1 fan base at 4 minutes and 14 seconds, almost a full minute better. You will never guess.
All right. Hold on. Let me think.
It should be an uglier city.
Yeah, very ugly. But you've already said Green Bay.
And you already said Baltimore. Oakland. Although I could see, you know, some West Coast people, you know, looking kind of good. Indy kind of in the middle.
I don't know if I heard you say, did you say Jacksonville?
Jacksonville, like, what?
Jacksonville is bottom 6.
Oh.
Detroit.
Yep.
Detroit number 1.
Detroit. Wow.
Bad.
Detroit.
Look at all the great, like, look at these cities. Jacksonville, Miami, Tampa, L.A., Atlanta, New Orleans, Rams, San Francisco, Oakland. I mean, these are like, you know, some of these are good-looking cities, and they're all bottom of the barrel.
All right, so there's your NFL bed study. From who?
Hims.
All right. Roy has one more Carolina trash talk call.
All right. Let's hear from Q-Ball.
Q-Ball.
This is the Cowboy fan?
Cowboy fan Q-Ball holding it down, and I think this is a great start for what we're hopefully going to get into with Mac and T-Bones.
T-Bone.
And Preppy.
Yeah.
No, Bone.
Bone.
Yeah. Bone.
Oh, it's just single bone.
Yeah. Single bone. One bone.
Neil Watkins from accounting is T-Bone.
We've got Q-Ball, who is up next. Q-Ball, Panthers going to get this game, right, baby?
Man, y'all are lost y'all in time, man. What's wrong with you and T-Ball this morning? What kind of Kool-Aid y'all been drinking, man?
What are you talking about? We've been drinking the Cowboys' offenses in trouble Kool-Aid.
Tepper juice.
Man, you know Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Walker run all over that trash y'all got for offensive line, man. You come out of our office like you ain't got no line, man.
No, that's ridiculous, man. Van Roten and Moten played great this offseason. Williams, if he comes back, was an all-pro last year. Khalil and Turner are solid. I'm telling you, I think the line can be okay on Sunday.
Quit drinking the Kool-Aid, man. Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence are going to get in that backfield, man. Cam going to be running for his life. Don't get me wrong. I like Cam as a runner. You get outside the box, you're a killer.
What?
You keep Cam inside the box. You know he can't throw downfield. And you're talking about the referee.
He can't throw downfield against your safeties? I mean, Frazier, Robinson, whoever is going to step in and start for Woods? You guys were begging Seattle to give you Earl Thomas for a reason. So there are plays to be made.
I want him so bad, I'm going to give up the whole house for him.
Yeah.
That guy's awesome.
So he ended it there. Give a shout-out to Q-Ball when we mixed with him because that was pretty great.
I lost him in the last 30 seconds.
Cam's a runner. Cam's a great runner. Man, he get outside. He get on the outside. He can run away from you.
I lost it in the last 30 seconds.
That's loved
so
it, dude.
Awesome. I love that accent.
Q-Ball.
So we'll do crosstalk with them coming up in 10 minutes. Did you see the Ohio school taser story?
Yes.
I want to see if y'all would be cool with this. So this kid was asleep at this prep school in Ohio, and the teacher tried to wake him up. She summoned the interim principal for help, unable to wake him up. So the educators decided to call in the school resource officer, a part-time member of the local police named Marissa Boskowski. She tried to wake him up. Wasn't happening. She then reached into her holster.
Oh, no.
And pulled out her department-issued taser. Pulled the trigger, causing a sharp electric buzz that scared the student awake. Very poor job in this article.
Of writing it.
Of writing that they didn't tase the kid.
No, and
she pulled
fact,
out her taser and used it on him.
She removed the firing cartridge.
Yes.
So it didn't even have the ability to fire it. And then it just made the sound, the pop, 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 like that the taser would make.
Yes.
And that's it. This is the softest firing of all time.
Now,
she didn't tase the kid.
She's been placed on unpaid leave.
Okay, this is the softest unpaid leave of all time.
Okay. At no point, said the school, was any student in any kind of danger, but they thought that it went a little bit too far. All right, parents, no ability to shock. Kid did not get lit up. Used it as a scare tactic, so you're fine with it.
Yeah.
Luca and Julian say that they pulled out this non-venomous taser, this disabled taser, used it to wake me up. First, my first question is, how the hell can't you wake the kid up? Can you not put? I guess you can't put your hands on him and shake him.
You can't.
How about smacking the table?
You actually cannot.
How about pounding the table or getting over the top and go, Crystal, Jesse? You can't wake him up without without the sound of a taser.
I mean, you can't yell. Come on. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, they didn't. How can you not wake the kid up? Like seriously, you're right. How can you not wake the kid up? This was the only way, and nothing. Like, there's no emotional shock to this. Because you didn't get shocked.
Pun intended.
Yeah, there was nothing. It's the sound of a taser going off.
Troy, you would not be cool with this.
No, I would not be cool with this. Mainly because, I mean, what is the taser for? It's for...
Waking people up, evidently.
No, it's not. It's to basically let a situation calm down, relax. If you have to, you know, take someone down in a non-lethal way, that's fine. It's not an alarm clock. That is not what you use it for.
Well, she took out the cartridge. She removed the cartridge.
That's tough. That to me is no different than like just grabbing him suddenly and being like, "Hey, wake up!"
Yeah.
Yep.
Wake up!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.